I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Hey, I appreciate you listening every day. And if you are new, I do this 7 days a week. Sometimes on the weekend, I'll throw in what I call an article episode. You know, I like to take a day off here and there, go to the beach or something. So sometimes I'll pre-tape one. But for the most part, you'll get what you're going to get today, which is some jokes and then the headlines. And you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, or you can follow the show on Spotify. Let's dive in. Mike Birbiglia says he's not watching the convention because I'm a, quote, decided voter. Stephen Colbert tweeted, love them both, but is it smart to give AOC the same amount of time to speak as it takes Barack Obama to pause? The late night host reacted to Michelle Obama's speech the other night. Jimmy Fallon said, at that point, Trump squeezed his Diet Coke hand so hard it turned into a diamond. Trevor Noah said that was ice cold. And what made it even more devastating was that Michelle Obama wasn't angry. She wasn't yelling. She just stated Trump's complete failure as a president as an obvious fact. You know, it's the difference between your mom screaming at you and your mom just casually sipping a coffee and going, well, not all kids can be winners. Seth Meyers said former First Lady Michelle Obama said Trump is, quote, the wrong president for our country. That's putting it mildly. It's just like a bad match or something. You're not a good president for us, but there are plenty of other countries out there for you. What about Mordor or Gilead? Jimmy Fallon said, that's right. Everyone is saying the former first lady stole the night. I'm actually worried the speech might have backfired for Biden because right after, everyone with a ballot wrote in Michelle Obama. And James Corden making an appearance on the Daily Comedy News, he said, it would suck to get dumped by Michelle Obama. Can you imagine? You were in over your head. You cannot deal with this. It is what it is. All right, if you need something to do, there's plenty going on tonight. Don't forget, tonight is the table read of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Details on that in yesterday's episode if you want to check that out. If you have HBO Max, there's two new ones there for you today. Beth Stelling's Girl Daddy should be there. And James Veitch, straight to VHS. Say that three times fast. I'm on take five here, being honest. That hour-long special, also on HBO Max tonight. Do you have HBO Max? I don't. I do have Netflix, but I won't be able to see new episodes of Hasan Minhaj's Patriot Act. It has been canceled. Minhaj wrote on Twitter, what a run. Patriot Act has come to an end. I got to work with the best writers, producers, researchers, and animators in the game. My two babies were born and grew up with the show. Thank you to Netflix and everyone who watched. Now it's time to return these screens to Best Buy. Minhaj had recently done an interview with Variety where he said that the show allowed me to break out of the cognitive framework of being in the late night world with multiple Jimmys because I was not speaking to the North American audience anymore. I'm speaking to the world when I'm doing a piece about the elections in the Philippines or censorship in China or Indian elections or Saudi Arabia. There are more people outside of the continental United States that know about that stuff than people here in the States know about those issues. If you're a creative of color, now is the time. If you have a definite voice or a project or thing that you want to put forward, I would say just be unapologetic. Go for it. I hope he lands somewhere soon. I really enjoy his work. Tom Green was on Justin Long's podcast, and Green spoke about how he deals with negative people. He said in the past, he used to allow negative people into his life all the time, and he talked about how that was normal. But with how much socializing is done online now through social media, yeah, like all of it, COVID, it's easier than ever to get rid of negative people. Tom Green said, I used to allow negativity into my life in general. I would let negative friends be in my life, and I learned as I got older, nah, you don't need to have any negative energy in your life. You can edit that out. The folks over at Decider wrote about the SNL vault. You can find that on Peacock. And they said you won't see any musical acts, but plenty of musical sketches in the SNL vault. Also, no topical political cold opens, no weekend update, except when it's introducing a character special segment. Also, barely anything from the 1980s. Those are the non-Lorne years. And the writer says, I could guess why, but still waits with bated breath for a high-quality rebroadcast from season 10, which boasted Billy Crystal, Martin Short, Christopher Guest, Harry Shearer, and more. That was a pretty good season. Decider says, in any given hour, you'll likely see a classic fake ad, either Celebrity Jeopardy or Black Jeopardy, an SNL digital short, one live sketch from the original crew, and multiple sketches from the 2000s, including a music video. Eh. From Variety, Netflix released a trailer for both of Felipe Esparza's upcoming stand-up specials, Felipe Esparza Bad Decisions and Felipe Esparza Malas Decisiones, which will be made available on the platform starting September 1st. Esparza takes on some questionable moments from his past in the stand-up sets, using both anecdotes from adulthood and when he was a child. The specials are the first time Netflix will upload a special in two different languages on the same date. Very exciting. Seth Meyers has confirmed it's his final week of shows recorded in his house, and he'll be returning to his studio at 30 Rock soon. And from All Access, Peacock's AP Bio gets a companion podcast, and I'll add, for some reason. Let me do the headline again the way I want to. Peacock's AP Bio gets a companion podcast for some reason. AP Bio, the former NBC sitcom that's moving to Peacock, will be accompanied by a companion podcast hosted by cast members Eddie Levy and Sarah Arambulo. Neither of them are Glenn Howerton nor Patton Oswalt, but they're scheduled to appear as guests on AP Bio, the podcast. That's out now. When you're done with Daily Comedy News, if you're like, holy cow, an AP Bio podcast, I got to download that right now, you can. It's exciting. Creator Mike O'Brien said, I'm so excited for this podcast. It was really cool of Peacock to agree to do it. And Sari and Eddie are the perfect hosts. They are incredibly positive, enthusiastic, and interested in showcasing all aspects of the show. AP Bio, the show that you watch because you like It's Always Sunny, and you were like, eh, this isn't that good. And then NBC was like, eh, this isn't that good, but we need something on Peacock. Eh, let's give it a podcast. That's your Daily Comedy News. See you tomorrow.